Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of February 2018. Allahabad High Court has held that stamp duty is payable on the transfer of debts along with underlying securities. Bombay High Court has held that the deduction under Section 80IB is available to the assessee builder, even if the construction is not according to the plan approved by the authorities. Supreme Court has held that a person cannot be convicted for causing disappearance of evidence merely because he failed to inform the police about the crime. Supreme Court has said that steps were required to ascertain criminal cases did not remain pending for decades, which forces the accused to remain in jail for longer than the charges warrant. Supreme Court, while stressing the need for use of technology in juvenile justice boards, JJBs, and Child Welfare Committees, CWCs, has expressed its displeasure over an acute shortage of computers and peripherals in these bodies. Supreme Court has clarified that its orders directing the government to install closed-circuit television, CCTV, cameras in courts and tribunals is meant solely for security purposes and not to record proceedings, which anyway were open to the public. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with the time frame fixed by the Uttarakhand High Court for disposal of a disproportionate asset case against a suspended senior income tax official. Allahabad High Court has held that taking symbolic possession or issuance of possession notice, meeting with any resistance, cannot be treated as measures taken under subsection 4 of section 13 of the Suffice Act and, therefore, the borrower at that stage cannot file an application under subsection 1 of section 17 before DRT. Delhi High Court has asked that how can copyright exist on the unpublished life story of an individual, even if he's a war hero? Delhi High Court has observed that illegal registration of commercial properties as residential was a way of life in the national capital. Delhi High Court has put on hold the interim license granted by the Copyright Office to an internet broadcasting firm to communicate online the sound recordings of music label Sarigama Renti series. Delhi High Court has sought responses from UGC and Delhi University on a plea seeking contempt action against them for allegedly not complying with its decision to appoint an ombudsman in all varsities for redressal of students' grievances. A Delhi court, while observing that the media by its reporting should throw more light rather than generate heat, has refused to put a gag order on media from reporting on issue of allegation of sexual harassment against former TERI chief R.K. Pachauri. Bombay High Court has observed that excise officials too must inspect restaurants and pubs regularly and take action against violations. Bombay High Court has asked the Mumbai Traffic Police Department to publicize the personal mobile numbers of the Joint Commissioner of Police, Traffic, and Deputy Commissioner of Police, so that citizens can call them directly to record traffic violations, both by motorists and policemen. Bombay High Court has asked the state government to consider bringing in a legislation to balance rights of hospitals and doctors to earn their fees and rights of patients by protecting them from being detained in hospitals for non-payment of bills. Hyderabad High Court has asked Telangana government to spell out its stand on its action of conferring the cabinet rank status to advisors, special representatives of the government and chairmen of various government corporations, by the 14th of March. Madras High Court has put an interim stay on the resolution adopted by BCI by which it had deferred the new eligibility conditions, including minimum 10-year practice, brought in by the Special Committee of the Bar Council of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry for lawyers to contest in the ensuing elections to Bar Council.